I'm Thomas Chabot, and you're listening to the Sense Call-Ups. From Studio 65 in a nation's capital, colder than the reception Scott Stevens would get at an NHLPA concussion seminar. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 7 of the Sense Call-Ups for Wednesday, December 27th, 2017. I'm Cardinal, Canuck and Panner here as well. Sens fans didn't get the 5-game win streak they were hoping for, but got, if I'm not mistaken, 2-2-1.
What?
And more injuries to players.
2-2-1?
Wasn't it 2-2-1?
Remember we won 2 games?
Oh, what was the last 5?
0-5? 4-1?
I don't know. Maybe I'm making something going on. There was a couple of wins in there.
No.
Well, maybe I'm thinking.
Well, I guess if you bring back to Rangers, yeah.
Yeah.
2-3-1.
I've been a little busy over the holidays. I haven't been keeping track. Okay, so there's 2-3-1. Oh, yeah, we didn't get what we wanted for Christmas. And, you know, I blame you two. I know I've been nice, but you guys, maybe you guys have been naughty, so you're the problem. It's not my fault. Anyway, cold enough for you?
Frig.
Yeah. Can you imagine if the outdoor game was tonight?
Well, the Bell Capital Cup is on at the moment.
Is it and outdoor?
They actually have scheduled 8 games a day up on Parliament Hill.
Oh.
And they had to cancel as of this morning. They'd already canceled some of them this morning because it's just too cold.
Yeah. Well, they're moving them indoors at least.
Well, sorry, they canceled playing them up on the hill. They're trying to get some of them up there, and
you have to watch your wording, right?
They have some of the championship games up there as well. Hey,
what? Use the wrong words.
Did I?
You got to hunt them on it.
Oh.
Call back to last week, your last episode. It's bugging you.
I didn't know what he said wrong, though.
I was trying to say, what did I say wrong?
They didn't cancel the games. They moved them indoors.
They canceled them on that particular service. They moved them indoors.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Because, I mean, if you're coming this far and you find out you're playing one of the outdoor games on Parliament Hill, you'd be totally stoked for it.
They moved the games into somewhere where things would work.
Well, they moved them into somewhere slightly less cold, but depending on what arena,
I'm just being a jerk.
Where they would,
you saying they relocated the games?
Yes. Well, they weren't working. They weren't going to work here, so they have to go somewhere where it may work.
So they're going to move them to Quebec City. Okay.
Well, there's that nice giant arena that's not being used for anything.
Well, yeah. Now, is the Colisée still next door, or have they torn that down yet?
I don't know.
I think the Colisée is still
there.
It's
going to be torn.
So, but they have 2 arenas there, technically.
The Ramparts must be playing out of Colisée.
I don't think there's 2 arenas.
I don't know which one the Ramparts play in, to be honest. The Videotron Center, to be honest.
Videotron.
But.
That'd be huge.
I did find out one interesting thing. For all the people who have been complaining that the arena up on Parliament, or the rink up on Parliament Hill is $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
Included in that cost is actually part of the cost of the Bell Canada Cup. For bringing teams, they're a team from every province and territory.
Which cup is that again?
Bell Capital Cup.
How much do you think Bell is paying for that? $0?
Oh, no, they put money into it too, into that tournament.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Now, who are the major sponsors for Canada 150? Are they not paying any money into this?
Oh, probably.
Well, there you go.
And at least
I guarantee you it's free.
At least
well, you can net everything out, it's free.
Well, at least the public can use it. Unlike, yes, you know, gazebos up in around Bracebridge, yes, for the G20.
Except it's not an infringement on our chartered rights and freedoms, though, so that's okay.
What was?
Canada Day was.
Because of all the security?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with it. I live in downtown.
You also didn't go.
I didn't go up on Parliament Hill, no. I rarely do. I can't be bothered most of the time. All right. Now that we've talked Ottawa for a few minutes,
mm-hmm,
lots of local references there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Totally wearing my base layer again today.
I didn't actually. I went a little heavy on the camel, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, but, man.
Well, no, just for my legs, because with my suit pants, and then, like, I'm going to wear a sweater.
I invested in those, like, level 4 under base layers. Like you got to be sitting still, or else you get too warm fast.
Well, that's I like the ones from Costco because I wear them under snow pants if I'm going to be outside.
The fleece lined jeans?
No, I have those.
Okay. Those are great.
They're warm.
I have fleece lined khakis too.
Nice.
And they're super warm. But no, I'll just wear like a regular base layer and snow pants if I'm going out fishing or if I'm going out, you know, snowboarding.
Our California listeners can really relate to this right now.
Hey, there is snow in Northern California.
In Northern.
In Southern California, probably not so much.
It's probably so fires.
Yeah. Well, there's that in town. I'm not making light of that. I'm not making light of that at all, but very different. Yeah, I know that. So it's cold. Very. In fact, if you want to have some fun tomorrow, just get yourself a mug of boiling water and throw it in the air.
I love that.
And it just
do it tonight.
Vaporizes. Oh, yeah.
You ever done that?
Kind of fun, actually. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it has to be boiling water, though.
Like, I've been to Edmonton in the winter.
It's fun.
I get it.
Yeah. All right. Quick housekeeping. Let's get going. Quick housekeeping. Podcast at sensecollapse.com is the email address. The forums are at sensecollapse.com, which includes the game threads and the game pool.
And the donate button.
Oh, the donate button is on the website.
I guess we were no one's Secret Santa this year.
Yes, we were. Well, we weren't anybody's Secret Santa, but there were a couple of people who were Secret Santas to us. I'm just getting to them. And the waiver, yes. And the waiver wire is sponsored by Versature is 1-844-SCU-6565. And as I was just getting to, thank you very much to Kathy.
Yes.
And to Special Delivery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sweet.
She doesn't pay much attention to our inbox, clearly.
Jesus, that's really generous, guys. Thank you.
Thank you both very much. We'll be in beer for a little while.
Yeah, that stocks the fridge, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Maybe we can recoup some of our costs.
Oh, yeah.
Totally selling that fourth microphone, by the way.
So, no more guests? Okay. I'm just asking. I'm not going one way or the other.
Well, it's...
I thought the mics were his. You're selling his. Are you aware of this? Did you know he was about to sell your equipment?
Well, you see, we manage everything in regards to this soundboard. But sometimes if things get really tight, we got to get rid of the microphones. I'm just being a jerk again.
Okay, I'm just not following. But that's all right. Oh, and before we start, tonight's episode is brought to you by Sleeman's Maple Down Lager.
Maple Leaf Down Lager.
And, sorry, I can't read that one from here.
Railside?
Sleeman's Railside Session Ale.
Yeah. What do you have?
Same.
Same thing. Okay. And I haven't actually tried this yet, so. Yeah. I keep forgetting to do it, you know, tell people who it's from, so. Oh, that's such a lovely sound. I don't care how cold it is outside, it's still beer o'clock.
There you go.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And like last time when we recorded at 9 a.m, it's like, oh no, we can't have a beer now. Show up with a Coca-Cola.
Of course I do.
Yeah, it's like 9 a.m. That's how you get diabetes.
No. I burn a lot of calories. This is called calories.
You can stuff it and your pancreas can stuff it.
I can't help it. I burn a lot of calories.
Game on!
I was hoping for a little bit of maple flavor in this, and I'm not finding any.
No, it's just Canadian.
Maple down. Okay, fine. I was just expecting perhaps a hint
from
of maple.
The down from thought, the maple leaves.
I thought there was a hint.
You get
there.
Down from a goose or a duck, not from a tree.
But isn't there like the humidity from the leaves?
Sap comes when you put
it No, but just from the leaves, though. You know, when they get wet and then...
Yeah, that's called rain.
While that sends, I was in the press box for this one. Lots of fun.
How was the attendance?
13,840.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one game.
So exactly the same.
Six. That was low.
It was really low.
It was really low. 6-4. Like, it's a freaking perfect storm right now. 6-4 loss. Harper's back up, but scratched. Should have scratched Oduya. Carlson had a strong offensive game, but the wheels fell off. Sense goals, 2 by Carlson, Pageau, and Broussard had a really nice goal on a 6-on-4 power play, which didn't mean anything at the end of the game.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Wild goals, 2 by Stahl. Chris Stewart, Koivu, and Brodin.
Which stall?
The oldest one, Eric.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he moved there from, I think he went to Rangers. He got traded to the Rangers two years ago, I believe, if not last year.
He was playing.
I don't remember if he played against us.
He was playing with his brother, Mark?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he's moved from Jordan to Mark and then signed with Minnesota. Right. I think this was two seasons ago because okay. I don't remember playing against him in the playoffs. Gave up to 3 one-goal leads in this game. And goalie interference challenge, it, I think, was more of a 50-50 call on the fifth goal by the Wild. Which people got all upset about, thinking that it should have been goalie interference. It's like, guys, it's a fifth goal. It's a fifth goal.
Well, that was the five straight goals. No, it wasn't.
Yeah, I think it was a fifth goal okay. that Minnesota scored. It's like, well, maybe it'd matter more if you would have stopped the fourth or the third or the second.
Or the second. Anyway.
Then Crawford was furious at the sixth, but CeCe bowled the guy over into Anderson. So I don't know what the huff was about on that one, unless he was just trying to get his guys going. So that was that game. They just got dominated at the end of it. Sens at Lightning, we gave this one an automatic loss. 2-1 shootout loss. So we got a point.
2-1, I was thinking.
They played quite well with this one. Fedef out with the birth of his child. Harper was in. Defense was pretty much either Carlson or CeCe on, and rotating four on the left side. CeCe played 32 minutes, 54 seconds. Carlson, 30 minutes, 37.
Wow.
That's not sustainable.
No. That's insane.
Yep. Ottawa goals. Bobby Ryan, who got one, and then had to leave the game with
another finger injury. Not the same finger.
I don't know if it was or not.
They said afterwards it was not the
same
finger.
It was not the same one?
No.
Okay. I don't know what's on that. CeCe's fifth, and Broussard gets his second in two games in a row. I do like how CeCe, in the last couple of games, I don't know if he's gotten the confidence for it or if he just got the green light to just carry it and go. He's looked a lot more offensive.
Not a bad thing.
Pass it up. Yeah, that's something I haven't seen out of him in 3 years. Yeah, so go into the shootout. So pretty good game. Tom Pyatt.
Number one. Number one forward.
Of all the guys you have, Tom Pyatt.
To be fair, all the Senators seem to suck in a shootout. So I say you don't look at what the skill set in a 5-on-5 is. You just look at who has the specialty shootout skill. And if it's Alex Burrows, who's really good at shootouts, fine. Put him out there.
Yeah.
Now, is Pyatt good at this? I don't know. But
his record's not great. I think he's like 15%.
Now. Well, he's 1-2.
This year. And like 2-10, 2-11. Forever.
Like if you're defenseman.
Yeah.
Like if Borowiecki was the best, you know, shootout specialist, fine, put him in. Right. Who cares?
Yeah. But because I know you get this out of practice, but maybe he just has a move that beats Craig Anderson, which apparently these days on a breakaway is any move.
Oh.
It's true. He's not doing well at all.
Right.
So that's really hard to kind of gauge. But maybe put him third.
An unexpected point in Tampa.
Yeah.
Yes. Surprisingly unexpected.
Sens at Panthers. No, I went out for this one. So I was just glancing at it.
Panthers are just finished up. This is their back-to-back game. So yeah. They're tired.
Last game
before break. Luongo's been out forever, so Reimer is carrying the load.
And this was a back-to-back against Tampa, or was there a day in between?
No, we had a day between.
Day between. To go, what, 3 hours?
If not two.
3 hour drive.
Mm.
4 hour drive.
About that, yeah.
Or, you know, 38 minute flight.
Yeah. Yep.
1-0 loss.
I heard parts of this game.
Yeah. I didn't see this one. The summaries that we saw were not good.
The attendance there is abysmal. Really, just on TV.
It's embarrassing. I don't know if they still do that club thing in the 100s. Because I know at least a few years ago, they had it where it was a big lounge, like dance club thing, and you had your seats behind the bench. And the tickets were at least $300, if not $500 each.
Hey.
So you're paying that to get the seats by the bench.
And then you're ignoring
the game. But you're in the club.
You're ignoring the game. All right.
So it really looks empty from there. I don't know if they're still doing that or not.
Didn't they also have one section? Was it them that had the section that was, you know, you pay one price? I thought you guys had been somewhere where you pay X dollars either for the ticket or as a supplemental to the ticket, and it's all you can eat at the concessions.
Oh, yeah, up on the upper level. I did that once.
Was that there?
Yep.
Okay. All you can eat at the concessions.
The upper level?
On a work trip. There's an upper level corner, like all you can eat place. Okay.
And you saw my face. I was like, no, you weren't invited.
I could pack away a lot of hot dogs. That's why I heard that and went,
It wasn't just
I'm not going to waste the space on popcorn. What else you got? Do you have pierogies like Winnipeg?
I'd rather pay $6 for the worst best hot dog in the world.
The worst best.
Well,
yeah. Ottawa's best hot dogs are the worst.
All right.
They're so weird. Haven't tried. So Dion's still out. Andy's sick. Ryan out. England and Chapstick called up. Paul was in again. I don't think England played this game. Pipe, Burrows, and Thompson put in the top six while Chalapic is an offensive player. Again, I didn't see it. But apparently Pyatt also led the team in ice time in a 1-0 game. Glory goal by Huberto. This was a sixth shutout loss of the season. Sens have 10 regular and overtime wins this season.
And then tonight.
And tonight. Do you have butt scratcher on there?
I should, but I don't.
Oh, dear.
5-1 loss. That pretty much summed that up. No pregame skate after 2 days off.
And
reinserting back Phaneuf, Anderson, and Ryan, who missed time.
And Chalapic was still playing on the fourth line with Burrows and
Thompson. I don't know, man.
Lightning mood. Well played, sir. Well played.
I should have the porg there.
How would we describe that clip? Oh, if you want to go and see where the origins of that particular stream are.
Was it Star Wars without the sound or something? Yes,
episode 6, or episode 4, the original.
The
Star
room.
Wars A New Hope. It's the throne room metal scene at the end without any sound effects, and somebody decided to put a few in manually, I guess you could say. And it was quite entertaining.
Yeah.
I have no words.
I don't know. I haven't been watching super closely because I was involved in fantasy football playoffs this past weekend, so I was more paying attention to that. I lost by 4 points. Thank you for absolutely nothing. Well, I'm playing against the guy who I was playing against had Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley put up 47 fantasy points in my league, and I still managed to get the game within 3. I lost, but I got it to within 3. Thank you for nothing, Amari Cooper.
It's all about the bounces.
So my only thought, my only thought about what's been going on with the Senators lately is I don't think the problem is the system. I think the problem is we don't have the players to play it.
Yes! Thank you!
Well, didn't we come to this conclusion last week? Or last time?
No.
Even in September? Right.
We're just missing the players to play that particular system. System works.
Agreed.
It's like when...
Well, we're missing specifically, as we talked about last week.
McLean there kept trying to play the Detroit system, and it wouldn't work with our roster.
Yeah, Robin Lehner said that one. Mm-hmm.
We just don't have the left defenseman to play the... Run up and hit people. Yeah.
And not only that,
which is why I said I wanted to see England playing up here because he could do it. Or Yaros. I mean, yeah.
Yaros' right side. Well, he'd play on the left
side. He would play on the left side if you gave him the opportunity. And yeah. he would play that role. He would just be playing on his offside.
Guess you didn't see our discussion with the Mueller doctor in our mansion.
I saw it briefly a little bit.
we kind of derailed.
Wow, this is getting long and complicated. And yeah, I'm bored. I don't want to finish reading it.
Anti-dentite.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I did message him after saying I was kind of messing around with him, but...
No, it's
but like, yes.
It, the biggest problem is that the system is fine. We proved it worked last year. We just don't have the people to play that role.
Correct.
And so, they like, can't score.
My example with this, and I told this one to you earlier.
Today, and they can't do a power play.
Yeah, but that hasn't
so the power play was last year. The scoring thing, I think, is
well, the power play is definitely that.
I think the problem with scoring is there's a complete lack of confidence. So anything is not going to go completely wrong because everything's going completely wrong because the system isn't working. It's a snowball effect. It
absolutely. It's a snowball.
Yep.
So people are afraid of doing... I mean, I was watching the game...
I'd say power play if we're losing by one or going into overtime and losing in the shootout, things like that.
Well, just watching
today. Because that'll get you the extra goal, right?
Yeah. Watching today, or I was watching one of the games last week because most of the time I'm listening because I'm doing something else. Mm-hmm. And just watching them play... It's they're playing to not make a mistake. So everyone's trying to make the safe play. They're not trying to make the good one. They're not trying to make the, hey, this is going to work. Or the other end of the spectrum is they're making the 5% chance of it working play.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the middle.
So my real world example of this that I can somewhat relate of and you've ever worked retail or department stores, things like that, this kind of works out. So imagine you have a grocery store and everything's working great. The butcher's doing a good job. Front end cash is doing a job. The deli's doing a good job. And the store's done really, really well. And it's in the top four in the region. And the store decides, you know what? I'm going to build another store down the road.
But they want to relocate, you mean?
No, not relocate, just expand.
Expand.
Oh, okay.
So you need to open up a second store. Well, you need to take some of the people that you have in your first store. So if you take the butcher and you move him to the new store, can you take the guy running the deli and put him in the meat?
Let's just say the butcher's name was Mark. No, because
it's two different skill set.
Different skill set, yeah.
Was the butcher's name Mark?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mark the butcher.
No, it's Brutus.
No, Mark. No.
Mark, the butcher.
Mark, the butcher.
And he gets caught. He goes to the expansion store. Right?
That's right.
Yeah. And then
ship him off. But it's a different skill set.
Yes.
And that, I think, is exactly what's happening here. And
I wouldn't disagree.
Yeah, it's going to be a short show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I can tell you how it's affecting me. I mean, it's sad to watch. Apathy is slowly setting in. Like I watch them now and it's like, I don't know if I really want them to win or do you just want them to lose and tank out? And then you start thinking of,
but if they take
contracts coming up, you know, who wants to really stay and re-sign in an atmosphere like this if it doesn't turn around? Now, surely it's got to turn around, but
it can't be this bad.
Like, it can't be this bad for this long.
But if they tank out, are you looking to rebuild or just go, okay, the season's a write-off, let's start again next year with the same personnel?
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Really?
Minor adjustments. Cut cash, minor adjustments.
I don't think they're going full rebuild.
Well, no, I don't think they can. But if they do try and do this again next year without some personnel changes, isn't that the classic definition of insanity?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm definitely saying personnel changes.
Okay.
But I'm definitely keeping Carlson.
Yes.
Well, you have him.
Because you're dumb. Yeah.
Well, we'd like to, for sure.
You still have him for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep Carlson, keep Duchesne, keep Hoffman. Definitely keep Stone.
You see, I'm with you on three out of the four.
Hoffman?
I've been his biggest supporter for a long time, but I've been wavering over about the past 10 or 15 games. Because it just...
Mark Stone hasn't scored in 12.
I know that, but Mark Stone does something other than score. Still leads the league or is near the top of the league in takeaways, plays very well on the power on the penalty kill, etc.
Yeah.
And Mike Hoffman does not. And I've been a vocal supporter.
You need snipers, though.
Yes.
So, does he fit this system?
I think he does fit this system.
Hoffman?
He does when he wants to fit this system. He proved it last year. He does fit this system when he decides he wants to. But it seems, I mean, as a third-party observer with absolutely no inside knowledge, watching or listening to other people describe his play, it doesn't seem to be that he wants to be playing that role. Now, there's a lot of people on this team who are probably the same way. So I would use Mike Hoffman as a bargaining chip.
Mm-hmm.
That if we could find a left defenseman that would fill the role that we're looking for in a top four or a top two, then that would be a possibility to go, hey, how about Mike Hoffman? Sniper, reasonable contract, term.
Still doesn't help your scoring.
No, but it doesn't help your scoring.
It does help.
But it might help your team confidence. And your team confidence will help your scoring.
Yep.
And there are...
And Ryan DeZingle's looked really good this year.
I've been very impressed with Ryan DeZingle. Last year, it looked good. This year, still looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
He's finishing a little bit more than he did last year.
Yeah. So there's that. And I mean, there are other possibilities as well from younger players who wouldn't get necessarily top 6 minutes, but certainly the opportunity to play in some sort of forward role. But I'd also like to see at least one buyout, even though we know that our particular owner doesn't like them. There's at least one I really, really want to see. And you know who it is.
Yes. Bobby Ryan.
No.
I know. Now, here's the thing, because Vancouver just lost Derek Dorsett. And I think they just lost another guy.
You think they'd take him back?
Would they take him back on waivers?
Now, at waivers, what's the salary implication now? That's not there.
You eat all of it. You eat all of it.
So you pick somebody up on waivers.
So there is no re-entry waivers anymore.
Yeah, this is what I can never
keep straight. So it's always sending, you know, it's been like 5 years now.
It's just something I still can't keep straight, okay? It's one of those things. One of the many things.
Sure. So if you sent him down, teams can claim him.
And then he's gone.
And then he's gone, and so is a contract.
A la Di Domenico, et cetera.
Exactly. But then you can just call these guys back up without a re-entry waiver, which was the old rule.
Mm. No, but
send him on waivers, cross your fingers, and if he clears, just bring him back up, and nothing changes.
Mm.
Except, oh no, Alex Burrows might be ashamed and mad at you and embarrassed.
Does he have a no trade or no move clause?
Yeah.
Modified no trade?
He does. I have a bit of one.
No trade doesn't protect you from that. Let's bring that up.
I can't
if
remember.
He has a no movement clause.
That's what I'm wondering. I can't remember. Big surprise. I can't remember something. In other news.
Modified no trade.
Okay.
Just send him down.
Yeah. It's
fingers crossed. Johnny Oduya is the same.
Well, Johnny Oduya is only a one-year contract. So
yes, but
he's got $250,000.
Do you really think the owner's going to pay an NHL salary to play in the minors?
But you can call him right back up.
Saying do this exercise.
So just run the process.
And if somebody doesn't claim him and you do send him down, it means you can bring somebody else up.
You just bring him back up.
Or you bring him back up. But I mean, if you bring somebody else up, does that give you a better chance of winning? Let me rephrase. Does it give you a better chance of at least having a different result from what you're having currently? Not necessarily winning, but a better result.
Oh, I'm with you there.
Couldn't be worse.
It couldn't be worse. That's just kind of where I'm going. So,
but this current ownership will not pay my major league salaries in the minors.
They did with Andrew Hammond.
That's probably the only one I can think of in recent history.
Recently, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's been like Chichu and other guys like that too, right?
Yeah.
That's going back.
That's really going back. That's back when.
The same owner, though. But I mean, it's just one of those.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that I've been sort of.
The divorce killed him.
Throwing back and forth in my mind, going, well, what might you be able to change?
Now,
what,
full tank mode two? If you're dead last, if you're 31st in the league.
Falling for Dolan?
It's an 18% chance that you win. It's not the 50% chance.
No, it's not anymore. But.
Now you'll get top four.
Exactly.
I don't know much about this draft.
I don't either. But I mean, if we're going to get a top 10, it's the draft pick is protected and the first rounder would fall to 2019 to Colorado. Yep.
Which means you absolutely have to go for it.
Yeah. So, well, the whole thing about tanking is what's your proposal to do that? Because
pretty hard.
Then you keep Burroughs and Thompson in play.
I was going to say, okay, you see, thank you. That's what I was actually going with. Because
send the children down, develop them in the minors, and play the old fogies.
That's where I was going, is get all the kids off the team.
Yes.
All of them. Send them down to Belleville. Shabbat, thank you. See ya. You're back on the bus. You're off the
jet. I'm kind of surprised that Brandon Davidson was put on waivers from Montreal, and Edmonton picked him up. He's a defenseman.
Montreal lost another defenseman?
This is going back a few weeks.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So he's apparently better, and a lefty, I think. Hmm. He's apparently better, which means that Ottawa didn't put a claim in if Edmonton got him. Because Edmonton is higher in the rankings.
Better than what? He's better. So, you said he's better.
He's better than some of the other guys that we have on the team.
On Belleville?
No.
Oh, so a missed opportunity.
Ottawa. So Montreal sent a guy down on waivers. We can claim him, but then we have to keep him in the NHL.
Yes, because if we put him on waivers later on, he's reclaimable.
Correct.
A la DiDomenico.
Yeah.
Well.
So that just means that we didn't make a claim for a guy who could fill in.
True.
Is it to save money?
This is all happening.
Which could be.
I was going to say, or...
Because the fact that they had one extra player on that California trip, I've never seen that.
How many roster spots do we have? Like how
tons.
Many, how many contract spots do we have?
Well, we just signed another guy yesterday.
That's an entry level. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, an undersized overage forward.
Yeah.
Who's
you like that?
He's playing well. He's playing well, but he's a long shot.
We're going to need something in the AHL next year anyway. So
I don't know.
I'm fine with it.
I have a problem with signing somebody to an entry level contract that can play.
Let's not get excited over undrafted players.
Well, no, there is the occasional diamond in the rough,
Martin St. Louis.
But they're not
tons. Jesse Winchester.
No, he was drafted.
No, he was drafted.
Oh,
yeah.
He was playing in college. No, he wasn't drafted. He was a college free agent.
Yeah. Oh, was he? Yeah, okay.
I think so.
But still, depth player for a year and a half.
Matt O'Connor.
Exactly. 48 contracts signed at a 50 limit.
Well, maybe that's why they suddenly went. I don't know.
Yeah. So we still have room for two.
Yeah. Until we can get rid of somebody. Bye bye.
Freaking Gabriel Dumont.
Yeah.
Pointless. Well, he's got
it's an experiment that I can't say has been at all successful.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you where I'm at, and I started going down this road months ago.
Yes.
Team stinks right now. And I know we talked a lot about this last episode, but owners' comments and public perception of the team stinks. I don't think there's any chance they're going to make the playoffs now.
It's pretty thin.
So, yay. And this is unlike other years where we've kind of had fun with the whole tanking kind of thing. This just feels like there's just a doom and gloom over it. We talked about last episode, you don't really care about what the owner said because that doesn't affect you or bother you. But to me, it does bother me. And, I know there's others that do. And I'm at the opinion now that, I was talking to Pan about this before. I don't want to jinx it, but I think I've just sold the rest of my season tickets off. Like, I don't think I'm going to go.
Wow.
The experience has been a downer. I'm busy. I travel a lot. When I get home and, this has been an entertainment disaster. Like, I'd just rather give it to someone else who can hopefully go and enjoy it. Or I'll watch the TV.
Money. You can use the money for something else.
I use the money for something else. And, there's maybe one or two games left I might go to. Ad hoc, but
fair enough.
Yeah,
it's just kind of where I'm at. A lot of other people are just kind of. I'm sensing a lot of this. It's apathy. It's scary.
Well, I've never understood how you were able to have season tickets and travel as much as you do.
Get to them all.
Well, you also get unlimited trades.
I wasn't trading them though.
But you sold a bunch.
Sold a bunch. Yes. I just get tired of doing that too. And I think the value of those are going to tank if this team doesn't turn it around. Well, holy crap.
Yeah, no joke.
But again.
But now if we look at the next 2 years in regards to draft picks. So, sorry, I'm moving ahead a bit.
That's fine.
So there's really two ways you can do this. You can absolutely full tank and protect your young guys by sending the young guys back down to Belleville. Send them to Binghamton.
New Jersey, here you go.
Because Belleville hasn't done very well either.
No, they've had their own issues.
Mm. Or cut salary, save your money, bring the kids up, hope for the best.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
I know. But it's like 2011? Is that what? Was that when we kept taking out all the old guys and bringing the young guys up?
Something like that.
There was Zach a year Smith, we did when it. Zach Smith became a pro. Was. Year Chris Kelly, Mike Fisher was traded.
Was traded away. Was that the year that we, the 2012 draft, was that the Zibanejad, Nason, Pumple draft?
It was whatever the year was before that.
Oh.
Was when this happened.
Yeah. I'd rather not. If we do that,
yeah.
Trade them away and bring in something else that's expiring.
But if expenses are the top priority of this organization,
but even if you
do have that, to.
But if you do that, you're trading away salary late in the year. You're not. How much money are you actually saving on that calendar
half
year?
Half of it.
Well, no.
Zach Smith is 3.5 plus the next 4 years.
Yeah, but by the time you're trading him at the trade deadline, you're 60 games.
Oh no, I'm saying move. Start to look to move them now.
I'd rather not move Zach Smith personally.
But he's one of those middle guys too, right?
Yeah.
How do
like
you
where trade? Does Chilapik and Brown and White and Formanton, where do they fit in the next year or two if all these guys are still around?
Well, none of them, not all of them fit in the next year or two. I
think Brown would probably be in the AHL next year.
Yeah, I would say Formanton would be in the AHL next year.
Chilapik will probably be here.
Probably, and possibly.
And White seems to be on a trend of points over the last four games.
But I would say depends on whether we need centers or wingers.
Well, Derek Brassard is not supposed to be here for longer than a year.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to take somebody out of the AHL and throw them into a second line center. So I suppose you could put JGP up there and put somebody in the third line center role. Possibly. I hadn't really thought about this.
So this is in where I would say it's like, or do you move someone like Brassard, who is cheap, but you can probably get a lot for him.
He's a bargain because he has one more year left after this year.
3.5 this year, 3.5 next year, cap hit of 5.
He's only 3.5.
That's right. That's why it costs us a second round pick.
Well, hang on. His
cap hit is 5. He makes 3.5 this year and 3.5 next year.
Are there bonuses included?
No, the bonus was paid out, and then we did the trade, which is why we had to give up the second round pick.
Okay. Well, I hadn't realized I hadn't worked all that mechanics out.
It was a money move.
Yeah. Well, $2 million for a second round pick. I can live with that.
Yeah. But here's a problem, too, because if I'm still on the right page, which I am not.
Okay. I've changed my mind. I'm not really fond of this.
The beer?
Yeah. It's
okay. I thought you meant the topic. I'm like, what the hell?
I shouldn't say I'm not fond of this. The Sleeman Maple Down Lager, it's meh. Kind of like how you feel about the Senators right now. It's meh. There's nothing wrong with it.
It was fine at the beginning.
There's nothing wrong. Yeah, it was fine at the beginning, and now it's just become a bit bland.
Yeah. And like, I'm just kind of sticking around with my tickets because I have nothing else to do.
Yeah, you see, I have lots of other things I can do, and that's why I wasn't paying attention much in the last week. I admit it. I have a lot of other things going on, and I'm going to the cottage tomorrow, and then I'm back in town, and then I'm going back up to the cottage. I'd rather do that. Right. I'm looking forward to spending time up at the cottage over the winter, and yes, it's flipping cold out, and no, there's no running water at the cottage, and I don't care.
Well, we got the World Juniors to entertain us for a minute.
The World Juniors? Yeah. Yes. Actually, speaking of, Drake Batherson scored in the World Junior Championship opening game versus Finland. Yeah. Now, how late did we draft him?
Fourth round.
Fourth round. Formanton was second. Batherson was fourth.
Yeah. And Shane Bower's nowhere to be seen. Just saying.
Hmm.
Going back to the draft picks, though, because they're saying, like, okay, well, we're missing a lot of picks now.
We are.
With the trades that we've done to get better now.
Get some back.
So, assuming that with the protected pick is not protected, we're out of first round pick this year, second round pick this year with the Zibanejad trade.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have everything else for ours. Next to seventh rounder from the Rangers. Next year, we have our first round pick, a second round pick, and no third round pick. Threw that in for them to take Andrew Hammond.
We have a first and second, but no third.
But no third.
Okay, so the first could fall to next year.
That's right.
our first year, our first round this year.
So in the top three rounds in the next 2 years, we're missing three of those picks. Two of those picks are money moves.
So you just know the Sens are going to come, you know, they'll turn around a little bit because you can't stay this low this long. They'll finish maybe 11th or 12th spot. So they'll lose their first round, their second round.
That's optimistic.
I don't care. There's enough in the pipe right now.
If they lose their first round pick this year, then they got one next year.
Okay.
If they do really well and it's protected and we keep it this year and we lose next year,
then you have to go for it next year.
Go for it.
Well, I think they're always trying to.
Playing wise, yeah.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
For multiple reasons. One, the pick doesn't matter. And you want to bury that as much as possible. Two, yeah, Carlson.
Make it as late as you can.
Yeah. I think if you're Pierre Dorion right now, well, if I was, I'd have a private conversation with Carlson, Duchesne, Stone. I'm assuming that's his core.
I don't care about Duchesne right now.
I'd still have that conversation.
I barely care about Stone, to be honest with you.
And I'd say, okay, you know, you find out a way to kind of ask them, we got different directions the team could go. This season has not worked out. Do you want to be playing? Do you want us to send the prospects down and try to, you know, just recognize that this season was an anomaly? Maybe try to move some of the bad contracts that we can, you know, money, that kind of stuff. Kind of get their gut feel. They can't give you an answer.
Mark Stone is under arbitration, right? So he can't get offer sheeted. I had that conversation with Carlson.
Oh.
Number one, mainly because he's right, captain.
Right. But Carlson is the big one, of course.
Yeah.
Figure out where he's at. He's not going to give you a straight answer because...
Yes, he will. Eric Carlson will definitely give you a straight answer because he's only given straight answers.
You think?
Yeah.
I think you'll be able to, though, whatever he says, have a good gut reaction.
Daniel Alfredson-Brian Murray relationship?
Yeah.
That's what you have to mimic with Carlson.
And I think based on that, so let's say he does give that straight answer, which I'd hope he would, but you basically make your decision on that. And that's whether you develop your kids on the team right now, because it can't get any worse. Or if you send them down to Belleville and keep, you know, and just retool what you can and declare this season an anomaly.
Yep.
Or if he said, yeah, or if you get the impression from him that he's like, you know what? I just don't, you know, you get a negative impression from that feeling, then maybe you do the unthinkable. And you.
But you do that. Just close the doors. Oh, if you sell them or if you trade them? Just sell
them. Well, I agree with you. I think you're.
Yeah, you trade them, you close the doors.
This is a tough sell.
Close the doors.
The team will fold. No one will go to the games anymore. It'll cut it.
I don't know about no one, but it would hurt.
It'll really hurt. Carlson's gone. I'm not renewing.
Well, if Carlson's gone, depends on what comes back.
I'm not renewing.
Well, you are.
Well, but
I was going to say.
But no, I would definitely have Carlson in the conversation if I was Dorion. Because, well, tell me what your opinion is. Tell me what you think we should do. Because I think Boucher is probably on his last legs now because this is just way too much losing. And it's a mess. And
they're not going to pay for another coach.
Crawford will run it.
Yeah, but Crawford's been running it up to now.
Crawford's been running the defense only. He's doing what he's been told. He can't change the fundamentals.
Oh, I see where you're going. Okay, fair enough.
So you're in charge now. You do something different. Amen. Or do something different that you think will work because he's qualified for it anyway. I don't even know where I was going with things.
I don't know either.
Well, he had the conversation with Carlson.
Keep Carlson happy. For him, the best thing that he can do is to sign right away when he's eligible for it, because he'll get that extra year guaranteed pay.
There's a couple.
And his wife is from here. He's going to raise a kid.
Well, the other comment I think Senstrup made is that you got to wonder if those two major injuries that he's had now help him probably, you know, maybe that, $80 to $100 million of guaranteed income might be a good thing to sign here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the next
maybe the Sens suck this year, but they always suck for 10 years.
And,
you know,
well, exactly.
Lockout protection is going to be hard.
Think of the best team you can think of right now. Well, are they going to be that good in 10 years?
I'm going to get the same money anywhere. So,
do you want me?
Do I want to move?
Yeah.
That's a strong point.
He will get the money anywhere.
He will. He'll get
and
the
any
same,
other team will he, sign.
He'll get the same money anywhere, but he'll get a longer term
year,
here.
One less year.
Fair enough.
Unless you're trying to go to a city.
Then. And then some taxes will wipe that out in the first year anyway.
Depending where you go, yeah.
Now, Las Vegas is third overall in the league. Somehow.
$500 million will get you a good draft.
But they didn't draft good.
I would venture to say that is not a correct assessment, sir.
In the next...
but they didn't. We all know
in
it.
In the
they
next draft, 3 years...
They drafted pretty well, but they did better by trading some of their draft picks for either players or draft picks.
In the next 3 years, in the first three rounds, I lost the number, they have 14 picks.
Yeah. They've done it's very well.
Freaking incredible.
Yeah.
Now this is the thing. Like, what do you do with James Neal?
Is he in a
he's
UFA?
He's a UFA at the end of the year.
I would
keep, and David Perrell.
Keep them both. See, if you're in third place overall in the league, you go as far
you're
as you can in the playoffs.
You're a freaking team.
You go as far as you can in the playoffs, and you decide after the playoffs, do we want to re-sign him or not? You don't. You got 14 picks in the first three rounds.
Oh, you just run with it?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't trade him away.
I'd extend him.
Well, you could do that, but if he doesn't want to extend, I wouldn't. I still wouldn't trade him. I'd be like,
I don't know, because they're having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They're really having a lot of fun.
Don't you kind of feel like they're playing with house money?
You hit your own button.
That's too cold. The buttons don't work.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a bit of a gamble to just keep going this way, but... just play in the slot, it's, you know.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I just...
Whatever you try and do, it's just, you know, Russian roulette, whatever way you go.
You say they're going to double down on this season, is that what I'm hearing?
Well, I mean, they could bust if they try doing that, but you never know.
Like, it's getting back on track, guys.
Yeah, this is going to craps.
Strong. Very strong.
By go?
Moving on.
Thank you.
Do you want to read email?
What's the plan?
Well, the average Ruski don't take a dump without a plan. So. We don't know.
I have no idea what the vision, what the strategy, what the focus.
I don't either, but Pierre Dorion has done pretty well. Overall, he has. He has. Because we had this conversation earlier this year where all the moves that he's made and all the trades that he's made.
Except for Mark
Mathot. Have come up. Pretty darn good. The last one, Turris with Brassard.
We lost.
He had to.
He had to make that
for
move?
Whatever reasons that are probably out of, I would say the reasons were out of his control.
Yeah, he had to make that deal, and we'll see how it turns out, but it's just one of those things. So he still gets a better than passing grade overall. But long term, well, let's see. Quickly, we'll get to email in a second. Just two quick things from you wanted to talk about Bobby Ryan's gloves.
So I heard on the radio passively, so I don't know exactly what they were talking about, but apparently they said that someone asked Ryan about the gloves and if he would wear something that wasn't as soft to protect himself. Did you hear any of this?
No. Well, not recently. I did hear a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact that he had Kevlar in his fingers. In the fingers of his gloves.
That wasn't it. Because it was just something. That's not going to help you much from a compression. That's going to help you from a piercing.
You know, well, no. Kevlar is armor. So it actually will.
Yeah, but deflect. if it's blunt trauma, it's not really going to do that much.
It works with bullets.
Yeah, it's more piercing technology. Any piercing.
It's
but
piercing,
anyway.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
It helps. Yeah. A little.
Yes. But they mentioned something about if he would wear like harder gloves or tougher gloves instead of the soft ones that he has. And he just said, no, because he doesn't get the feel.
Well, on the inside of his glove, yeah. They have to be soft on the inside. Yeah. I would think. I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's the front of the hand that he's getting hit on.
Yeah. And that's where they're supposed
to. And they wanted
harder
gloves to prevent.
Well, how's it working for you now, Ryan? Injuries.
Exactly, because this happens over and over and over again. Honestly, if I'm the sensor, like, all right, okay, so then I'm recommending that you wear these gloves If you're refusing to wear these, acknowledge that you're refusing it. Is any injury, I don't know, the CBA won't allow this stuff, but any injury that happens, I'm not paying you.
That'll never pass the CBA.
I know, but come on. Now, keep going with any sense stuff too.
Well, I was going to say, if he did that and then he wasn't scoring, then he would have to say it's the gloves. It's the gloves. I can't feel anything. I can't score.
He can't feel anything with a broken finger either.
Anything else sense?
I don't have anything else sense, I don't think.
So, depending on Saturday, because that seems to really be the end of the world now.
Well,
if it hasn't passed already.
I think it's passed.
Yay.
That's...
But I hear you.
LTIR 30 days, get your hands cleaned up. Carlson, sit out if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll say I don't need to.
Okay, fine. Sit out.
Yeah, coach, he's sitting out. He's scratched.
Oh, no.
Well, it's LTIR. Treat the ankle. See you week to week. You're protecting your asset, and it's better for him to get proper treatment and rest and rehab.
I'm not disagreeing. I think he came back too quickly.
You just don't want to piss him off.
But now, if the season's, which is why you do it week to week.
Yeah.
Still lots of time in the season for him to come back to game shape.
Yep.
So that's a lost cause. Protect your assets that way. Saves you money too.
True. True.
And whatever Dio needs for his back, you're sitting too.
Yeah, because he's been having some back problems for sure. Which I can sympathize with.
Just wait till you start lifting your kid.
Back problem. What's that?
Just wait till you start lifting your kids.
Yeah.
Well, as opposed to the weight he's carrying on his shoulders now.
Like Mark Mathot.
That's just his contract.
I follow Mark Mathot on Instagram.
I thought it was his defensive partner.
Oh.
I see what you did there. Oh, do you?
Wow. Not bad. I'm tired. I got nothing.
Are you done? You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Well, yeah, no. Vincent done?
Yeah, no, I follow Vincent done. Wow. Yeah, no, I follow Mike Mathot on Instagram. He's the luckiest guy to have this month off.
He's
at home with the baby, and he's freaking loving
hurt,
it.
Isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he had his knee scoped.
Cringe. Sorry.
Nah, it's nothing for these guys.
I suppose they're.
His finger exploded, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. That's true. Actually, the anniversary of that's coming up.
Oh, that must have been in March or late February.
Oh, that's sorry. It was in late March. They were talking about it. It was on the year in review. I was thinking it was a little sooner than that. Two quick things around the league, then we'll get to email.
Yep.
Number one, very sad, Johnny Bauer, who was an icon with the Toronto Maple Leafs and an icon in hockey itself, died on
Tuesday, Boxing Day.
At age 93. I didn't realize that he was actually playing in the minors and didn't start his NHL career till he was 29.
Harold Ballard.
29.
Harold Ballard is why. Well, that and the war.
But that's mind-blowing. 29 years old. Still started.
Six teams, man.
He became the starting goalie at 34.
Wild. And I've been
Craig Anderson was starting goalie at 32? 30?
Well, he was starting in.
Well, yeah, he was starting
7 years
in Florida. He was just destroyed in Florida, but
all the talk that's been about him is he's been very much the sort of Jean Béliveau from Montreal sort of character in Toronto for a long time.
Nowhere near as close to Jean Béliveau, but
well, just
and he was still involved up to last year. If not this year.
I don't mean involved in hockey with Maple Leafs. I'm talking more in the community. Yeah.
I don't think it's anyone who will touch Jean Béliveau.
I don't think anybody will, no.
But, yeah. And he's been everywhere.
And Madame Béliveau, not just Jean. Yes. Madame Béliveau was very... She was the perfect foil. Or the perfect compliment to him.
Foil.
Well, foil for anything that goes wrong. Which is why she insisted at Jean Béliveau's funeral, she insisted on staying till every single person who wanted to say something had been there. It's like, Madame Béliveau, you've been here 8 hours. Yes, but there are still people here.
Shows the type of character, right?
Oh, very much so. So, very sad, because Johnny Bauer, you know, icon in the hockey world as well. I mean, not just Toronto, but in the hockey world for being one of those truly, truly great players and truly great people.
Was he the last Leafs guy alive?
From what?
67, there must be plenty.
Yeah, I was going to say from the last cup winning team.
Yeah.
Oh, there'll be a few left, I would imagine. Okay. But he was the goalie that won them.
He was the goalie, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And on the other side of the scale, from the wonderful, great human being in other NHL news, now we can go to the lower end of the scale in the of human kind when it comes to people in the NHL who are in the news. Mr. Zach Rinaldo waived his right to an in-person hearing. I read yesterday or the day before.
Yep.
Got 6 games for his actions in a game recently. And my reaction is only 6.
Yeah, I thought it'd be the same 10 that Gudas got.
Yeah. Unfortunate that it was not, I think.
You're trying to make sense from the player department of safety.
They've been pretty good this year. Well, it's under, what's his name?
George Parros. I think they've actually been pretty good. I was happy with the 10 that they gave Gudas. I was happy. I was surprised, but I was happy. And I was hoping that that would happen again, because this is, if there's any player in the league that should be in the same category as Gudas, it's Rinaldo. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think most people would agree on that. Well,
Gudas can at least play a bit.
Okay, fair enough.
Gudas, they can play a bit. Gudas can play, yeah.
So
just doesn't do it right most of the time.
Well, yeah. Doesn't stop him from
trying. Said it years ago, stay away from Gudas.
Yeah. There you go. So that's the other 2 wonderful pieces of news. It's just, I was disappointed. I was hoping it would be longer. Yeah. That's my big one. Email.
Do we just have the one?
We've
got one from CB Inc. from way back.
One from CB Inc. on the 18th.
Okay. Yep. And then we got one today. I'll do the one today.
Okay. So I'll start with alumni game. From CB Inc. alumni game. In my mind, there were 2 noticeable absences from the alumni game. 1, Milan Mikolic, and 2, Danny Heatley. Who would you like to have seen at the game that wasn't there? CB Inc.
I think Milan Mikolic hasn't officially retired.
Yeah, and he's ineligible.
So because he hasn't retired, he's ineligible. Right. Yeah.
Is he playing in Europe?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I was actually thinking of him the other day going, I wonder what Milan Mikolic's doing.
Nope, he's not playing. You had to be officially retired?
You have to be officially retired to play in the alumni, which is why Chris Neal retired on the Thursday, so he could play in the alumni game on the Friday.
That's lame. They let Mark Messier play in Edmonton, and he was still active. That was 2003? 2008?
He played in the
Edmonton, alumni? Montreal, way out. Yeah, and he played in the All-Star game. You can call it an All-Star game.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they've changed the rules since then. That was quite a while ago. That game was colder, too. not by much.
And Danny Heatley was not invited because Eugene Melnyk sued him back in the day.
Yeah, Eugene Melnyk didn't want him here. That's why. Other players I would have liked to have seen there? I have to say, the roster was pretty full of people who I wanted to see. Yeah,
out of the active guys.
Pitlick
was there.
Pitlick was there. Danny Viau?
I was disappointed that Damian Rhodes was hurt.
Was he?
Yeah, he couldn't play. Lillian played the whole game.
That's unfortunate. And Tugnutt was...
just shelled.
I felt so bad for him.
I should have used bigger pads. At least a bigger mitt.
Better laces.
Then and now.
Better laces. I didn't think of too many players who I wanted to see there who weren't. I thought it was very, very well represented.
The one guy that I, especially with Pascal Leclerc, was there, was like, what's Ray Emery up to?
Getting charged.
Yeah. He's got a domestic on him.
Got a little problem going on there. The one thing that I did realize, what I was up on the hill for the third period.
Yeah.
Watching all the people playing up there, and I realized I've been a fan of Ottawa hockey for a really, really long time. Mm. Because seeing Randy Cunningworth playing as a Sens alumni, which he was, I mean, he was former captain of this team early in the team's career. I can remember Randy Cunningworth playing as an Ottawa 67.
You're old.
I am. I can remember, you know, listening to the games on, I think it was CFRA at the time. And it was the voice, Dave Schreiber, calling them. And it was players like Randy Cunningworth and Mo LeMay, who played a few seasons for Vancouver. And Randy Boyd and a different Sean Simpson, not the same one, and a bunch of other players I could probably remember if I thought about it for a while. It was wild. It was like, that's Randy Cunningworth, who I can remember when I was 10, listening to him playing hockey, and now he's still out there playing hockey.
I picked my guy, Anton Volchenkov.
Oh, good call. Now, is he retired?
He must be.
Well,
he's been out of the league forever.
I don't know if he's ever officially retired, though. But he also was having some, I don't know if he could play. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I don't know whether he would be able to play. he was just so hurt.
A walking bruise.
A walking, I need knee replacements probably too.
No, he's still playing.
Oh, where's he playing?
KHL.
Oh, there you go. That's why he wasn't in. That's why he wasn't here. Yeah, it'd be cool to see.
I loved him.
Yeah, that's a good.
Him and Phillips is so good.
For so long.
And I remember, I think it was his training camp.
What about
his first one that was here?
Oleg
every
Sabrykin.
Day he was just killing guys.
No.
I could go without.
I was thinking more of Matt Cullen, you know.
He's so
or Tyler Arneson.
Tyler Arneson. There we go.
Or
I'm surprised Mike Commodore didn't come.
Or Sutton. Andy Sutton.
Yeah. Are you an expert?
It was half a season though.
Well,
true. Yeah, line. Mike Commodore should have come.
He'd have to pack his bleep.
Yeah.
I have to admit that is a very, very funny thing on Twitter when he's doing that. He is quite the character. All right, you want to read the other one? Giver.
From today, CB Inc. writes, hey guys, here are a few things on my mind. Number one, Melnick. He's just looking for public money to pay for his new arena. That's it. Nothing else.
And ticket sales.
If the Hurricanes aren't moving, Ottawa isn't.
The Hurricanes are in the midst of being sold.
They are sold. It's confirmed.
Well, he's got a good point.
That in reality did go through quite.
Not worried about the Sens moving.
I'm not either. Because again, Gary Bettman tempered it.
Melnick isn't going to get public money.
Yeah, he will.
You think?
I think he'll probably get public
money. He'll get public money
to clean up some of the. Because it's really, really bad land down there.
They're going to pay for it.
Who? The feds? I thought they said they weren't. It was up to the developer to do it. I mean, there's a lot of really bad cleanup that needs to be done now. For the people not in Ottawa, Laurentian Flats was a very, very industrial area up until about
a toxic dump.
Yeah, railway yards, lumber yards, a lot of very sort of
chemical plants, I think too.
Light medium industrial. There was a brewery down there. There was a bakery down there. A bunch of other stuff, but it was until it was basically the area was expropriated by the federal government about 55, 60 years ago, and they cleared out everything. They tore everything down, and they made it into essentially parkland for the past 50 years, which is now being
over parkland.
Well, green space.
Green space question.
Well, it's green stuff over top of a lot of other stuff.
Neon green space.
A lot of other bad stuff underneath.
And their attitude is, we're not cleaning up. You guys are.
Well, until it gets redeveloped. I mean,
not my backyard. It actually isn't your backyard. It's right next door to you.
They've cleaned up the areas that they've redeveloped. Like the places that they've sold for the condo buildings was cleaned up. The section that they built, the War Museum, was cleaned up. But there's a lot of other sections, like where the arena would sit or the other ones that haven't been cleaned up yet. And there'll be a lot of money involved in doing that. So I figure he may be angling for some public money for that. But I agree. He's not getting public money for an arena.
He probably will, but I don't support it.
No, I don't agree with it either.
Is he already getting the land for free? Or a dollar?
If you're getting the land for free, then you should pay for the cleanup. If you're not paying for the cleanup, then you shouldn't get the land for free. The end.
Number two. If I was the GM of any team, I would definitely ask for that modified no trade clause list from all my players. I figured Dorion was just dotting his I's and crossing his T's. When these lists aren't submitted on time, it might make that part of the player's contract null and void. It's happened. And just because he was asked for doesn't mean he'll be traded. But if Gretzky can be traded, anyone else can be.
True enough.
I hate that. Timing is everything.
I mean, he's everything. That's right. Number three, question period. Oh, we haven't had one of those in a while. This is a quick one. Better place for the Sens to play, LeBreton Flats or Kanata?
Kanata.
So you can defend LeBreton Flats then.
You want me to defend
LeBreton? It's question period.
Sure, I can defend LeBreton Flats. You just asked me my opinion.
It's because everyone wants a downtown.
Everybody wants a downtown arena. It'll be right next to the LRT. It'll be perfect. Everything will be close to it. You'll be able to get to it easily. They'll draw from Kanata. They'll draw from Orleans. They'll draw from Gatineau. They'll draw from everywhere. That's why people should have an arena down in downtown. Now, shall I refute that myself? The reasons to refute that particular argument: there will be no parking. This is a driving culture city. It is not a public transportation city. There will not be the possibility of adding buses to these routes because there'll be nowhere for the buses to go because there's no transitway anymore because there's trains on it. There's no place for people to go and have a meal in advance because nobody's going to walk a kilometer and a half from Preston Street to an arena in the winter.
In there.
They'll have restaurants there.
And trying to get people out of that arena solely by public transportation via trains that carry 300 people will take approximately 90 minutes from the time the game ends.
Yeah, but they do it at football games in July.
They do it at football games in July with fleets and fleets and fleets of buses, and they have it arranged very well. And they only do it 9 times a year, not 41. And they do it in the summertime, not in the winter.
I know.
So, you want to defend Canada?
It's close.
No, all it needs is another $25, $50 million. It'll be perfect.
The arena can use some upgrades, but I still think the arena's in pretty good shape, as we talked
maybe
about.
Maybe take Curtis Lazar's pictures off the wall.
You could do that. I'll bring the putty knife. We'll scrape them off.
Just
The arena has enough parking for everyone. An entire building. People complain about the price of parking, but everybody can park there.
And it's also super cheap.
Compared to what it'd be downtown.
Compared to what it'd be downtown.
Compared to where it is downtown, compared to anywhere else in the league.
Yeah.
And they're also widening the... Which is another thing that Melnick was talking about. He doesn't know the city at all. He's never here. They're widening the highway.
Again, yeah. Not out that end of the city. They're widening it closer into the city to help traffic flow move further
west. You've driven this before.
No, I heard Melnick said in his interview that, you know, he went to a game, decided to play the role of Joe, the common man. So he sat in the 300s, and it took forever to get out of the parking lot up there.
He's a proletariat.
Like, what? That didn't make sense, Melnick.
He said that he tested the system by sitting in traffic.
Well, he said he sat the 300s.
Where does it travel?
It took forever to get out of there.
The view lines are great in that building.
They are great.
They've always been great.
I love the view lines for the 300.
There's no bad seat in the house except for those that have the little friggin' target.
Not even that
where
bad.
Some of them are.
I don't like sitting down low in the the 100s in the corner where you get the vortex and the glass, but every arena has that.
Yeah, but some people like it, and if you're ready for it and you're used to it, because some people just want to be in there because they feel that they're part of the entertainment, which is some of the surveys that I've done for the team, which too Chinese to figure that out. use logic, guys. I'm not a freaking hockey player. But again, I don't know where you're going with that. Is that because in the 300s.
People that are used to it down in the 100s.
Oh, yeah. They'll just flip back up and down from the screen.
Yeah. See, I can't.
And they don't mind it. I can't stand that. I'd rather see it.
Yeah. So I the only thing I don't like doing is sitting in the 300s on the south side of the building, because the view on the screen is backwards. My head is going from left to right, but the picture is going from right to left.
You have to sit on the proper side for that.
Yeah, you need to sit on the north side. That's just me.
But no, there's some seats like in the 300 level, row A, right by the aisle. They're either perfect seats, or there's the bar that connects the glass by the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it looks like a gun target that's right in my line of sight.
Yeah, well, I had that problem sitting in 300 A's on the ends. The bar is a terrible spot too. But
my problem.
But at least it's static.
The bar on the 300s in row A for me, I can see over easily.
Yeah.
But when I see over easily, I'm blocking the person behind me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a door. I'm a door, not a window. So not very useful. So then it's kind of like the people who lean forward in row A. So everybody is trying to lean forward to see around them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guilty of that.
Leaning forward?
So where's the better place?
Actually, where's the better place?
I try to avoid it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once in a while you will. It's like, ooh. But eventually.
Better place for the sense to play.
Well, you know what we should be doing? Stand throughout the game.
You're right.
Yeah.
Put a GoPro on your head too, because that doesn't bother anybody. So better place to play.
Budweiser Light.
I still say Canada. Honestly, I still say Canada.
Quebec City.
Oh God.
Unless.
What would you say?
Unless.
No, if just asking that question in Pan, what would you say? Yeah.
For a better
place for the Sens to play. The Breton or Canada.
Oh, you see.
Because the LRT will be there for at least 5 years before the arena's built, there will have to be a culture change to transit, which is really what the city is hoping for. It's whoever that first friggin' city planner was that decided in the 70s, if not the 60s, to move the train station from downtown, right across from the hotel and Parliament, to Trombley Road. Just hit your local reference button.
Yeah.
Which at the time, you would have probably had to take Bank Street all the way up in a car.
Yeah.
Actually, it would go
unless across. Unless you took the LRT that was there at the time. Yeah. I don't know how people came from the train to downtown.
Think of the experience of getting off the train in Montreal or getting off the train in Toronto and being right downtown. Brilliant. We had it here.
We had it.
And they moved it.
Yeah.
Because they also wanted to get rid of the tracks on the hillside. Because when you had a train station in downtown Ottawa, the trains went from the station. They didn't all go down Colonel By Drive, just so you know. They didn't all go down Colonel By Drive to leave. Half of them, like if you were on the Transcontinental or something like that, they actually went from the train station underneath Rideau, stopped again at the Chateau Laurier, CP Hotel, actually at the time, CN Hotel. And then they went out across the Alexandria Bridge, through a huge loop through Hull, and came back across the Prince of Wales Bridge. Which
just sounds way too convenient.
Well, wait. Came across the Prince of Wales Bridge, and then turned left, and went out through Westboro, where the transitway is now.
Yeah.
That was a combination of tram tracks, but it was also the CP line. And they pulled that out, too. So they wanted all that green space. And they wanted to get rid of the train tracks in Hull. Well, so it's a mess. I mean, they could have managed to keep the station in downtown and kept Colonel By tracked if they did the same thing as they do in Montreal, which is take trains out and turn them around in Point St. Charles and take them back. But I agree. It's a bit daft.
I think the answer to the question is Le Breton Flats. However, of all the caveats I already said, you take the team as it's performing right now and you move to Le Breton Flats. It ain't changing the attendance problems. You're probably going to get worse.
Sorry, go again.
I think Le Breton Flats is the answer to the question, which place, what's the better place for the Sens to play? Yeah. Le Breton Flats. I'm saying that because geographically it makes more sense. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, there's going to be a culture change and we're going to have to go through growing pains. And if you move the team there, if it happened right now, it would be a disaster.
Yeah.
But if you get some, you can't predict this all the time, but if you had a team down there and it was very successful and people got over some of the blips during those transition years, it might take a few years to fully get people transitioned into the experience and the time to go down there, you're going to be able to draw more people than you can in Kanata. Having said that, I selfishly like it in Kanata.
I selfishly like it as a downtowner in Kanata.
But I think
the hockey hordes.
I think for the Sens long term, I think the draw is bigger when it's there.
Oh, undoubtedly
the draw is big, but it's also going to be all the other events that we can do,
right?
Like concerts will start to come back to Ottawa because they've always skipped Ottawa.
Well, they're getting better now.
There's a lot of times they've skipped Ottawa.
Well, they've skipped Ottawa since long before we had an arena at all.
We didn't have an arena.
Yeah.
All right, I better get going.
No, okay.
Number four, and it's a bit of a, you know what grinds my gears?
Well, we can just go straight into that. Don't do it.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
So CB Inc. writes, not being able to listen to music that I paid for in Google Music, unless I use Google Music. I want to pay for music, otherwise it's stealing. But now these places make it so darn difficult to do the right thing. I know there are workarounds and alternative choices, but they say it's easy. Well, it isn't. I spent about an hour trying to figure out how to get one song onto my VLC player. Damn it. Make it easy.
Just proprietize everything that you have.
Sure.
It makes your future shopping options a lot easier, too.
It does. It just really...
Like, I'll get that one because I just hit a button and everything moves forward.
Yep.
Do you have anything that grinds your gears? I actually have a three.
Also, I am not going to Toronto anytime soon, which she did ask at the end of the PS.
Oh, no, nor am I, unfortunately.
Not aware of it, but I'll let you know.
Yeah. Do you have anything that grinds your gears? I have a behavior that grinds
my gears. It is December 23rd. This is a combination of multiple.
Okay.
Multiple.
December 23rd. So that's last Saturday. So it is
Saturday night. Minus 20.
It was chilly. And snow.
I go and meet my friends for wings and beer, as we always do every year.
At?
St. Louis. St. Louis.
Downtown or out here?
Baseline Clyde.
Oh, right.
And I drive through the Walmart parking lot because
it's just right connected. Okay, glad you said the parking lot part. I was going to say you're in the store playing the Blues Brothers.
And one of the grinds your gears that we've previously used is when... There's the exit doors for Walmart, and someone is parked right by there that is not a parking spot to load their car.
Yeah.
But it's okay because they have their hazards.
They have the four ways on. Yeah, that makes it okay. The come get me lights. Yeah.
And the guy who was loading his car was wearing shorts.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those in the past few days. Yeah.
Douchebags.
Was he wearing shorts and I saw even better.
And a jacket. Yeah, yeah.
No. A Canada Goose down parka and shorts. And I'm like, dude, give it up. Give it up. If you're cold, you can't wear shorts. If you're wearing shorts, you can't be cold.
If you're sick, if you get sick, it's your own damn fault.
Oh, yeah.
It's if you would have worn pants, you could have just parked anywhere else. Yeah. In the proper parking spots and walked over.
No,
probably, you're not cool.
Probably not.
You are too
douchey to do that. I would venture.
Freaking morons.
So that
could be yours? There's just so many things that are wrong with this.
Yes, many things, and I think you've named most of them. Well done. Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. Got one?
Douche.
No. Okay. Mine's actually a three part.
No. Gosh.
Well, no. It's three separate behaviors that people do.
Part the first.
It's all about when somebody's asking you a question. So somebody asks you a question and they, interrupt the answer with another question. So I haven't actually finished answering your question and you're already interrupting me to ask another one. Or somebody asks you a question and B, they turn away from you while you're answering it. Or C, sorry.
Are you sure?
Yeah, C, sorry. People who turn away while speaking to you and then get annoyed when you ask them to repeat their question. Like somebody's asking you a question and they turn away while they're asking it. So they're speaking in the other direction. You know, like, I can't hear what you're saying. So you ask them to repeat the question and they get annoyed. It's like, what do you mean? Did you hear what I just said? No, I didn't. And this happened to me with somebody I live in Centertown. So I often get people stopping me and asking for directions. I'm fine with it. You know, no problem. But if you're asking a question, listen to the answer.
How often do you get asked for directions, though?
Two or three times.
Like during the week or during the weekends?
Two or three times a week. Mostly on weekends.
I just tried to get you.
Oh. I like it when you answer the question, they say, are you sure?
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Is that your final answer?
I had a colleague that did that.
Are you sure? No.
Yeah. You see, there's one point when the manager was on vacation. I said, all right. All of you, you're on a token system. You get five questions a day, which is quite a lot.
Really?
That's pretty generous.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Really? Yes.
Which is exactly what happened.
That's five.
It's exactly what happens. Like, what's this? Answer it. Are you sure? That's two of your questions.
Are you serious?
That's not nice.
Are you serious? That's three.
Listen, you're wasting my time.
No, it was somebody who was asking, they were asking for directions and then they would turn around while I'm answering the question. So I stopped.
Are they trying to visualize your directions?
Well, they started to walk away when I'd given them half of what they needed to know. Like, well, okay, I need to know how to get here. Okay, well, you go down four blocks. They're already turned around and started walking before I get the turn right and blah, blah, blah. So I just stopped.
Did you bump into my dad?
No.
Because he does that a lot.
And I just you're asking a question. If you're going to ask a complete stranger a question, have the minute amount of common courtesy to at least listen. I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm not answering that.
Down.
Anyway, that's it for me.
Week ahead. Here we go. Oh, God. Friday, 29th. Sens here. Yanks, Blue Jackets. Saturday, season's on the line. Boston here. And I swear to God, if they complain about the back-to-backs, I'm going to lose my freaking mind. We don't know when we're going to be back yet.
Of course not. We haven't even thought about that yet. Yeah. Hey, 20
I wouldn't mind. Days, I wouldn't mind planning in the rest of January if possible. Wednesday, December 3rd. Wednesday, January 3rd in Detroit. Friday, January 5th here against San Jose. And then the 6th against Tampa. We'll see from there.
And after that?
I think the season's going to end. I don't think it's going to matter who we play after that.
Well, it'll matter, just for different reasons.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't know where to go from here. I have no idea what direction I would go if I was a GM.
That's why he makes more money than we do. Because hopefully he has one. Hopefully he has one. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not expecting him to tell
you. Well, you put a plan into place. No one would have saw this coming.
No, you couldn't. So, hopefully they have a plan to deal with it. I guess we'll find out. All right, since we don't know when we're coming back, we'll be back when we get back. We hope, on behalf of all three of us, we hope you've had a great Christmas with some relaxing holiday time somewhere in there. I slept most of yesterday. It felt great. And
I watched 4 seasons of How I Met Your Mother.
I got up in the morning, made breakfast, went back to bed, got up for lunch, went back to bed. It was great.
Mm.
That's my kind of day off. Day off, I'm not even getting out of bed. I don't have to. I did eventually. I ran a few errands, but that's all. On behalf of Panic Canuck, I'm Cardinal. Thank you all very much for listening. Happy New Year, and good night.
Happy New Year.
Kong Hei Fat Choi.
But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
I need to sound clip that.
Well. Yes.